the United States, together with our international partners, has achieved something that decades of animosity has not: a comprehensive, long-term deal with Iran that will prevent it from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
President Barack Obama said the deal shows diplomacy works. The Iran nuclear deal would ease sanctions and allow inspectors access to facilities. An arms embargo would remain in place. Lawmakers in Washington will have 60 days to read the deal, vote yes or no, or take no action. They'll want to know, does it call for inspections of Iranian nuclear and military sites anytime, anywhere? What sanctions against Iran will be lifted and when? Can sanctions be reinstated if Iran cheats? Did Iran come clean regarding its past nuclear activities? And that's just for starters. At the House Foreign Relations Committee hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement today, Texas Republican Michael McCaul, chair of the Committee on Homeland Security, said he's worried. He's worried the nuclear deal will result in an arms race in the Middle East.
Saudis are already taking steps now, maybe working with Pakistan to produce their own nuclear capability. Then Turkey's going to want that. Then Egypt's going to want it, and on and on and on. I think that's one of my biggest concerns here, is the result of all this backfiring in a not-so-great result.
President Obama is looking for a different scenario. He says we must continue to test whether this region, which has known so much suffering, so much bloodshed, can move in a different direction. Obama said it's possible to change.
The path of violence and rigid ideology, a foreign policy based on threats to attack your neighbors or eradicate Israel, that's a dead end. A different path, one of tolerance and peaceful resolution of conflict, leads to more integration into the global economy, more engagement with the international community, and the ability of the Iranian people to prosper and thrive.
Iranians are welcoming the country's historic nuclear deal. They are embracing it as a chance to end their nation's isolation and an opportunity for a better economy after years of stifling sanctions.